If we are a discipling culture, as the kingdom declares that we are, then one of the forms of discipleship is everyone that we are mentoring must at some point give evidence of the transformation of God in their personal life. I think our difficulty is we have counseled the old man to death, and we have not discipled the new man. Now hear me on this, beloved. This is the Lord getting in your face and saying, enough is enough. I am no longer prepared to put up with a sin culture. It is not about the avoidance of sin. It's about the reception of holiness. It is about people living in righteousness, seeing rightly, thinking rightly, speaking rightly, walking rightly, acting rightly, being righteous, only doing and saying what is right. And at some point, if we are going to train and equip our people, we have to stop writing talks in the week in order to give them on a Sunday. We have to stop this. We have to start training people. Okay. Quickest way to turn a church around. You ready? You have three people groups in every church. You have people who make things happen, people who help to make things happen, and people who never know what on earth is happening. You have initiators, you have enablers, and you have resistors. Initiators are first responders. God starts doing something, I'm in. I can't spell healing, but I want to do some. I'm in. First responders. People who want to track with the Lord because it's like it's their breath. And then there are other people who don't know what their calling is, but they're prepared to help until they find out. They're enablers. And it's a little like, you know, initiators are like the point of the spear. You can put the point in their hand, but they have no thrust. They're only going to penetrate so much. And when that spearhead is joined to a shaft, you have way more punch and power. And so initiators, coupled with enablers, have a power to break through. It is not the onus or the responsibility of the senior pastor or the leadership team to cause breakthrough. It is our job to train people to cause breakthrough. So we need more initiators and more enablers. The problem, I think, in our churches is that it's resistors that are running the show. And there are two types of resistors. There are legitimate resistors and illegitimate ones. Legitimate resistors are people who recently got saved. And they don't know who they are yet, and they come with a lot of baggage that needs to be turned into luggage. Right? We need to get them set free, and we need a team that can do that. Take people and begin the process of, we need some counseling up front right there so they can get rid of key elements of trauma and disappointment, dissolute, whatever, where they've been hurt and wounded, get them set free. And then at some point, that team needs to take that person and give them to somebody else. Because now they need to be mentored. Now they need to be discipled in the new man. Counselors are here saying, we're here to tell you that you're dead to that. We're not going to help you with your anger. We're here to tell you that you are dead to that. That God has done something. So counselors are saying, this is what God did, present, past. So in your God, we are taking you from a past that's killing you to a present that's energizing you. And this is what God did in this area. And so this is what you're now vulnerable to, is the will of God to have you become free in the fastest way possible. Because it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. So counseling is about absolute freedom. It's not about getting people to manage their stuff. Can you think of anything more dumb than anger management class? Anger management is for people in the world who don't know the presence and the power of God. So you have to survive, and that's what they're doing. That's what anger management is. It's let's teach you how to survive. But God doesn't want you to survive. He wants you to live. So at some point, we have to take our legitimate resistors from a present past cycle of training that allows them to understand and experience their freedom. And then we walk them into a place where we can give them to another group of people who will establish that freedom as a lifestyle.
So good.
And so we turn our legitimate resistors into warriors and champions and game changers. But then we have these illegitimate resistors. These are people whose sense of tradition is greater than their desire for the presence of God. These are people who want you to take responsibility for their life, but they won't give you the power to change anything. They just want to suck you dry. They're there every week repenting of the same flipping thing. And sometimes, you know, we have a culture that actually helps that, enables that. Illegitimate resistors are like the poor. You always have them with you. But here's the thing, I guarantee that once you start going to them and saying, you know, what is the next thing you want God to do for you? Let's pray about that. You've been in this situation now for the last 2 or 3 years. It's time for you to get a breakthrough. What do you want to take responsibility with God? And I guarantee when you put just a little bit of the kind intentions of God's will in their life, they will probably see it as a threat and they will leave. And you will not miss them.